Good morning, everyone. Thanks, Zach. My name is Khalil Jahed. I am a grad student at Purdue University, and I am working generally on pollination. And today I will talk part of my work, but I will start with a question that I got from my advisor when I came here in 2012, Dr. Hirst, and he told me why pollination is really important, why we do need to conduct this experiment. And I said, okay, I have a really nice story for you. When I was back in 2011 in Afghanistan and I met a guy, he had more than 5 hectares orchard new established, and I asked, how many cultivars do you have in your new orchard? He said, only one. And I said, how does this work? And that's okay, but in the end of the season you will have some problem with your yield. He told me, okay, I accept it, but he told the other guy, agriculture extension, okay, I have more 30 or 35 years more experience than he has it, and he was about 60 years old. How can I accept his idea to have 2 or 3 different cultivars that I don't like it? And I said to Dr. Hess, that's a reasonable answer. We need to conduct this experiment. He said, okay. That's why we have this experiment and at Purdue University, and today's talk is about effect of pollen source and seed number on fruit set quality and return bloom in apple. Many factors have been studied and their effect on return bloom, fruit set, fruit quality, like seeds, leaf area and crop load. They found in 1951 seed is a main source that inhibit flower and induction in apple. And they also found seed produced gibberellin, and gibberellin is the hormone which inhibit flower again. And also in the same point, in the same time, leaf area with seed number together has really negative impact on return bloom. If we have low leaf area, seed will inhibit more than at high area of leaf area in a pair, which is the same family. And really important factor was crop load that has been studied, and they said it has really strongly negative impact on return bloom, but we did not find any paper that's worked on the effect of pollen source, and we conducted some experiment. I have two experiments. The first experiment is effect of pollen source on pollen tube growth. I will not talk about that. If you have any interest or question, I will be really happy to answer in the end. But today's topic is effect of pollen source and seed number on fruit set quality and return bloom in apple. Here we have a really nice picture. This is this one orchard, same cultivar, same aged tree. I think this is Golden Delicious. But we have two different trees. One has flowers, the other one doesn't, in the same time. Why it's biennial? Then we thought, what would be a really nice factor that we apply to avoid or reduce this problem? And we thought, if we apply different cultivars as a pollinizer, that might be a really good source, but we don't know. Then we conducted the experiment with three main objectives: effect of pollen source and seed number to on fruit set quality and return bloom. And we expected to find a better solution for this kind of problem. We have Honeycrisp as a female parent, and we have 3 male gametophyte: crab apple, red delicious, and gala. And our experiment is complete randomized block design. We have 6 uniform trees, each as a block, and 60 flowers in each tree, 20 pollinated by each male gametophyte. We covered or netting trees before flowering because to avoid bees to bring outside pollen. and we will be only the bees inside during pollination. And we made a really nice sound to make flower happy, because they need a sound as well. We tested our pollen prior to pollination in the lab, and the pollen only with high percentage of germination was applied. Then we pollinated by hand, you can see here, and after that we cut it pistils by number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because we say if we have only one pistil, we will have 2 seeds. If we have 5 pistils, we will have 10 seeds. This for seed number. And we selected only king flowers, remove all of the other flowers. We measured fruit weight, seed number, seed fresh weight, soluble solid concentration, and starch index. And we also collected borsalin during the harvesting time, and we brought to the lab, dissected under microscope, counted flowering bud showing in figure A and non-flowering bud shown in figure B. As a result, we have different part of our result. The first one is fruit set. You can see here in the table I have 3 mg/L I mentioned in the beginning. For crab apple, I have only 11 fruit out of 120. And I have 15 treatments, even I don't have one single fruit per treatment. Then we decide how can I analyze the data which I don't have even a single fruit per treatment. And we figure out this is not a good pollination at this point, the specific variety of crab apple, and we discard it for the other analysis. And it was a little bit increased with the 2 other, Red Delicious and Gala. For the quality, we found with applying Red Delicious as a pollinizer, right now, remember we have only 2, we discarded the other one. It was a little bit higher than the Gala. Like you can see here, 15 and 14, about 10%. And we also found seed number and seed weight was also significant. For the pistil number, we only found seed number and seed fresh weight was highly significant, none of the other variable. Here we found a really nice story. Our pistil number is highly and strongly correlated with seed number, but we found another really nice point. I mentioned before, if we have one pistil, we expect it, we will have 2 seeds. And if we have 10 pistil, we will have 5 pistil, we will have 10 seeds. But we found here, with one pistil, we have 10 seeds. And with 5 pistils, we have 0 seeds as well. Very interesting. Do you know why? Many people said, but in reality, I didn't test it. But it's really nice and interesting point here we found it. Here is the normal curve showing the same thing. It's just increasing, but we have a very strong variation. This number 3, pistil number 4, it's just like increasing the mean and 5, but still we have 0. For the last part of our result, return bloom, we found none of our factor or none of our variable was significant, with p-value highly and very significantly high, and none of them, not mg/L fruit weight, not seed number, was affecting return bloom. As a conclusion, I will say only specific crab apple, which is Rapshay, we use that. This is not a good pollinizer based on this result for Honeycrisp. And fruit quality increased with Red Delicious a little bit as opposed to Gala, 10%. Pistil number was strongly correlated with seed number, but highly variable. And return bloom was not affected by any of our variable, like seed number, mg/L, and fruit characteristics. And then I will thanks my advisor, Dr. Hess, He helped me a lot to conduct this experiment, and USAID, who sponsored this project, and again Dr. Hertz Lab, Mukhlis, Sisi, Jack, Bieng, Fatima, Laura, and Wendy, they helped me a lot. If you have any question, I will do. Yep.
Hello. Thank you. Thanks for the presentation. Did you measure your boron content in red that when you use red delicious versus crab apple plus sea? If it was any increase or decrease in the mineral content that was improving?
And the mineral content of fruit?
Of the fruit, yeah.
No, actually, if you see here, we only measured fruit weight, starch index, sugar, seed number, and seed weight, and neutral bloom, and we said, okay, that will be the characteristic that everyone are looking for. We didn't do that. We did not measure. Yep.
Each one of those pistils, I assume, is connected to one carpel, is that right? And so you're going to have all 10 seeds in one carpel?
No, actually we didn't. We expected, and if you just look every book, they will say, okay, one pistil, two seeds, it's connected to one. But we found here 10 seeds, it was not in one, in different carpels. Yeah.
How did you pick out your pollen sources?
How did I pick up? That's a good question. The question is, how did I pick up my pollen? I collected before flowering from south part of Indiana. That is a little bit like 2 days or 3 days, I think, prior to Purdue. And I brought to the lab and I stored it until the time of flowering. Yep.
Do you know what kind of crab apple it was?
Yes, it's, I said here, it's Ralph Shea crab apple. Yeah, and we tested another one this year. I don't know the reason.
But it's not used as a pollinator.
Yeah, it's we have 100% just 11 fruit, as I mentioned, after 120. It's 100% sure it's not a good pollinator. Based on this result, yes.
Would you speculate the crab apple didn't work because of pollen viability or salt incompatibility? Or?
That's a good question. No, it should not be the pollen viability because we tested, as I mentioned here in the lab, it was more than 85% the percentage of germination. But probably it will be another thing I did not study further than that. Probably this one.
Good time for one more question.
Yep.
So in the two good pollen sources, you still had 40 or 50 fruit that aborted. At what stage did those?
Sorry, I did not.
With Red Delicious and Yellow, you still had 40 or 50 of the pollinations produce no fruits.
Okay.
So at what stage did this abort?
Oh, that's a good question. The dropping of fruit, which stage? Well, we had observation of every 2 weeks, and they dropped by different time, not in the same time.
Let's thank Cody one more time.